This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs. And if you want to see their beautiful faces, you can check them out on YouTube. Search 95.7 The Game right now.
Let's go. We're at the summit, everybody. Kingsfish House is the host, and they've already been fantastic, and we're just getting started. They're going to be playing all the games all season long, so it's a great place to grab some oysters at the Oyster Bar, catch your favorite team, win big. Unless you're a Cowboy fan, then you lose. That's pretty much how it works, but come on down here. The food, the atmosphere, the whole place, it's just clean, man. It's nice in there.
Super nice.
It's clean.
You know, the Westfield Mall itself is fantastic, and then you get this restaurant just outside the mall here, kind of on the periphery, and the restaurant, fantastic, and got people ordering food and beverages. It's a absolutely ideal temperature as well. Come on out. San Jose is where it's at tonight.
We got some people who want to weigh in. We want to go to the people, 888-957-9570. But before we do that, I want to see if we can line up even more. To me, here's the question of the day,
okay.
And I'd love to hear your answer. It's a little bit, and you'll love this reference, it's a little how you like me now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's a little bit of that. But the question is about the wide receiver core. We've spent so much time on them in the month of August. Here we are. Juwan is back. He is healthy. He is, air quotes, signed. And so, how do you feel about the wide receiver core now?
The better. I mean, still not completely delighted. You've got three more weeks till DeMarcus Robinson. You've got maybe six or eight, who knows, until Brandon Ayuk. Right now, it still seems a little thin. Ricky Pearsall is being asked to step into a more prominent role than he had last year. I know he finished the year well, but a lot of that was glorified garbage time, and he had good numbers, and he looked good. I'm not going to poo-poo it, but now you're asking him to step up and be the guy, and Juwan Jennings, who is coming off of some rust where he missed a month of camp, and
yep,
he's going to need to be the guy, and beyond that, MVS and Russell Gage and Sky Moore. So I'm not feeling great yet.
I hear you. I think the answer for me is it is a work in progress. However, I think it's going to end up in a good spot. And I don't know, as you know, I like the Brandon Ayuk thing, I'm sort of just treating that as like we'll get what we get and we can't get upset.
Yep.
I don't know what that's going to look like at any point this year, even when he's back. But if you are blessed with some health, and the reinforcements come when you have, I'm a big Ricky Pearsall fan. I'm a big Juwan Jennings fan. I think, though, when you start adding in the likes of DeMarcus Robinson, I want people to remember this now. They really love Jordan Watkins. They're excited about Jordan Watkins. Don't forget that Cowing might have something to say about this at some point. And then, obviously, Ayuk down the road. If they're blessed with a good health year at that position, I do think this ends up as a solid receiving core. It's just not quite there yet.
Agreed. It could be solid. I don't think that it will likely be great. And for me, the key is DeMarcus Robinson. What kind of a player can he be in this offense when he clears his three-game suspension? Because then you've got Juwan as your number three, or Robinson's your three, whatever. You've got Pearsall, you've got Jennings, you've got Robinson, who's a good vet. Jennings has been in this offense and thrived, and Ricky's the first-round pick who you're expecting to be kind of that dude. So if that's your three-man wide receiver core when you go three wides, yeah, that sounds good. And I'm with you on Ayuk, where you would love for him to come back and hit the ground running, literally, but the ACL, and you throw in the MCL that he tore as well.
Yep.
That's not an easy comeback the first year, so I think it's found money, whatever you get from IU.
I'm with you. I think he can come back and produce, but to think that he'll be at his absolute A level at any point this year, I would bet against. I bet he's not going to really feel like himself until this time next year. That's my bet. That's what Jerry Rice said this morning on the roast. He essentially said the same thing. We'll have that for you a little later. But let's get out to the phones. 888-957-957. You could take it wherever you want, Niner related. But how you feeling about the wide receiver core now? Let's start with Christian in Whittier. Christian, thank you for calling. What's going on?
Not much. I just want to compliment Dibs' rugby jersey. You know, I'm a big proponent of the rugby community. I just want to thank him for repping not only the All Blacks jersey, but this also goes for a shout out for all of the rugby community in California.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because when people look at me, they immediately think rugby. I get that a lot.
I've always thought. I was a little bit frightened to say it, but it's always been in the back of my mind.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Anyway, Kristen, what else?
Not much. I'm really optimistic for the Niners this season, and it looks like they got their ducks lined up for this season, and we'll see what the season entails.
Christian, what's your deal with the rugby thing, man? Like, where's that come from?
No, I'm a rugby player myself. I've been playing, for a while. So
that means you're kind of half crazy, right?
A little bit. A missing screw, but I'm still intact.
You're like one of these people that's like, you know what, football should have less helmets and pads.
No, football is its own entity, and it's a great American tradition, so we'll keep it as that.
All right, thanks, Christian.
Right on, Christian.
I went to college. I had a buddy who was on the rugby team, and he was crazy.
Yeah.
Complete and total nut job.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And for those of you who can't see, get to YouTube and see for yourself that I am wearing an All Blacks jersey from maybe about 12 years ago. A good friend of mine in New Zealand.
I've never
sent
seen
it to me.
You wear that.
I haven't
Where's
been able
it
to
been?
Wear it. Well,
what do you mean you haven't been able to wear it?
Until I discovered Abundant Life and shed the pounds. Otherwise, I look like an overripe blueberry when I wear this.
But your Abundant Life started well over a year ago. Why are you pulling it out today?
Just felt like the day, I don't have
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whole array of Niner gear. I know that You know, Joe Shasky will come, I would imagine, in a jersey. Steiny, no. Guru, will he rock the star?
No. They had a whole conversation today about collared shirts, like this was some sort of corporate event.
Right.
I'm like, this is a radio station and it's football and Niner fans. What are you doing with a collar?
And it's outside.
What the hell are they gonna stop it? The collared shirt. We got loafers on under the table?
Maybe.
What are we doing?
Yeah. You know, we're trying to lock in or yak in, as we like to say, for the season. And you look good in your Niners tee.
Yeah,
so I thought I'd go with the rugby jersey today just to mix it up.
We're coming to Santa Clara/San Jose. We're going to chop it up. And then the chop it up continues after the show's over. We're probably going to find some good spots with some good beverages and watch a football game. The last thing I need with me tonight is a collar. That's for sure.
Yep.
Now, collars, those are different. We want to keep going with
those.
Yeah. So 888-957-9570 is the number. And again, how you feel about the wide receiver core now. And I do think also one other thing to add to the situation as it kind of moves through the year and you get to week four and Robinson is back. And I actually think Watkins might be ready to be at least up on the roster as early as next week, certainly by week three at the latest. I don't know what you're going to get there. He's a rookie, but they're excited about him. Cowing is on IR. He can be back week five. Then we know Ayuk is looming out there somewhere as well. There is a scenario where this group gets to a point where it can sustain an injury or two. Like, there is that. I mean, once you, if you've got Pearsall and Jennings and Robinson, and just the three of those are all producing at the levels that we think they can produce, that's a lot less pressure on Brandon Ayuk to rush back or be the dog once he is back.
That's certainly true. Yet, when you have that situation, once Ayuk is up and he's ready to go, you got to put him out there and you've got to allow him to play his way back into that role through playing actual games. So then it becomes a tighter squeeze on who's going to be the odd man out for a receiving core that, based on formation, you don't do a lot of more than three receiver sets almost ever. So if you're just playing three of the guys who are active on game day, who gets squeezed out? The other interesting one is Jordan Watkins, and they can love him, but also not use him or throw to him very much. And if you look at the history of Kyle Shanahan, he hasn't very often relied on rookie receivers. Brandon Ayuk had a great rookie year. They were 6-10. So if you have another year like that where you're not very good, then, yeah, you can use the rookie a lot more. But if you're hoping to be good, I think Shanahan's going to really temper how much time he actually gets.
Well, it's interesting because, again, they did rely a little bit on Ayuk, and I don't know at any other point in Kyle Shanahan's tenure where a rookie receiver was sort of in a position to actually really contribute at a high level, and would Kyle sort of be against that just on principle? Like, in other words, if Ricky Pearsall doesn't get shot, how much are they relying on him last year? I don't know if relying is the right word, but certainly hoping, certainly creating opportunities. And I know Watkins is not a first-round pick, but he had a really good camp. He had a very good camp. They absolutely envisioned a role. The high ankle sprain slows things down, and things are difficult for rookies to pick up Kyle Shanahan's system. But I definitely can see scenarios that get created where Jordan Watkins is a piece of this puzzle and catching some passes, especially in the second half of the year.
Yeah, it depends on how reliable he is as a blocker. And I'm just looking at Debo's rookie year, 2019, when they were a good team. They went to the playoffs, and he had 802 yards receiving. Mm-hmm. Because he was able to get out there and show that he could block. And Ayuk's rookie year, you remember the doghouse because he wasn't blocking. You got to block to get the rock.
Wasn't it after the rookie year, actually? I thought he had a solid rookie year, 700-800 yards. It went to his head, and the doghouse thing was the next year.
He only played in, I think, 11 games as a rookie.
Okay.
So I don't know if there was an injury in there or not, but Debo's rookie year definitely popped, and he played 15 of the 16, and a lot of it was because physically he was doing what was necessary. And I do think last year Ricky Pearsall, had he not gotten shot, would have had a lot more opportunity early in the year.
And you look at him now, he's still, like, Sunday will be Ricky's 12th game. of his career. Yeah. And they're completely relying on him. Like I'm almost sure, in fact, that Ricky is going to lead the wide receiver room in snap count on Sunday. That I think you can probably mark down in Sharpie.
Yeah, you would imagine he's going to play more than 90% of the offensive snaps, assuming the game is close. And I actually think that it's going to be a close game. The official Nostradiblis lock on that game will come tomorrow, along with the Friday night Brazil game. Couple of gifts for you tomorrow, Mark, on Faith the Dipper.
You're gonna do the 1-2 punch?
You have to. I mean, it's a Friday primetime spot. The audience needs me. The people need me,
but
Mark.
But you're giving the Friday pick tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay.
And the Niner pick tomorrow as well. No.
Gotcha. I thought you were saying you're gonna give them all today.
No.
And I was like, man, when I get to the end of the show and I ask you if you want to do it again tomorrow, today's one of those days where you're supposed to say yes.
Yeah. And it is.
We're
always
do it
yes.
Again tomorrow.
Yeah, unless I got time off. You know?
Which you don't. It's football season.
Thank you.
888-957-9570. The Red and Gold Summit is just over an hour away. Shasky, Spadoni, Steiny, Goo, all on their way. We're at King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara, and already having a great time and meeting a lot of listeners and having good food and having fun and talking out football. And there's no doubt that when the guys get here, we're going to have all kinds of sort of healthy conversations with regard to one of the NFL's number one lightning rods. And his name, of course, is Brock Purdy. And there's always the conversation about what do you want to see from him? And one of the things that I can't wait to get the guy's opinion on later today in the summit is sort of not that question of what do you want to see from him, but how you going to judge him. Because what I'm interested in this year, Purdy has publicly said, with injuries last year, I tried to do too much. My goal this year is to trust what we're all doing a lot more, take what's there, not try to be a superhero. What that could mean is stats go down and wins go up. Maybe it's both. I don't know. But that is such it's a tight spot for him. Because in the day and age of fantasy football, we get very, very stuck on stats rather than wins. So how do you judge Brock Purdy this year? Do you judge him on the stats that he puts up? Does he get to 4,000 yards? Or are you simply going to judge him by whether or not the Niners can get double-digit wins?
You're going to judge him on all three. You're going to judge him on the stats. You're going to judge him on the one-loss record. And you're also going to judge him, for me anyway, on the eye test. And a lot of it will come from Greg Cosell and Brian Baldinger, who are two of our regular contributors who really go through and break down the film. So when we ask them after a good game or after a mediocre game or after a bad game, you're going to start to get themes on the things that Brock Purdy is doing. Greg Cosell, who joins us every week, said last year repeatedly, and he reiterated again this year, where he broke the pocket too often. He didn't trust his protection.
He left.
He got out and he ran more than they would like. And that's partly, I think, what you were saying about him going into hero mode, where now when you look at it, stats, record, sure, but also what do the experts see in terms of his progressions, the decisions he's making, and how he's actually playing?
I kind of like your answer because I think it's more important than both. And that is the eye test. I love that we get to talk to someone like Greg every week. Baldy comes on in the morning, does the exact same thing, and gives us a little bit of an idea of how someone is playing, more so than the numbers will. You know, like Brock Purdy this year, just to borrow what we were all doing last night, he is one of the top 10 quarterbacks coming off of the board in fantasy football drafts, which means people are expecting to some level some sort of statistical success. And if that doesn't go well, you will hear people say, hey, not having a good year. You know who suffered from this last year? And you know, we would have to ask Greg about this later on in the year to really get the ins and outs. But last year, there was a guy who went to the Super Bowl who had a really, and I mean really, crappy statistical year.
Yeah.
And his name is Patrick Mahomes. Now, he has achieved enough to where I didn't hear anyone say he's having a bad year. They were actually able to pick it apart and go, he's having a bad fantasy year. But I don't know. Like, that's not the way the Chiefs are built anymore. There isn't anymore. There's no Tyreek Hill. They're leaning more on their defense. I'm fascinated that Patrick goes as high as he does in fantasy drafts. So that's kind of the onion that Brock is going to need to peel. Because you're right, people are going to want both. And maybe neither are really the answer. It's answer number three, which is, will you just watch him and try to assess whether or not he's playing well?
Exactly, and I do think a lot of it is dependent on who else is out there with him. If you have McCaffrey for the majority of the year, if your offensive line stays intact, then you're not going to need Brock Purdy to throw for 300 yards every week and three touchdowns. You're going to have the Shanahan offense. Get the lead, run it, keep the lead, run it, throw when necessary. And Brock Purdy doesn't have to be a, quote, hero. And you look at Joe Burrow last year, led the league in yardage. I think he led the league in touchdowns, and they weren't good enough to make the playoffs.
Yep,
so, yeah, Joe, fantasy football, you're amazing, but the Patrick Mahomes year, if you're a football expert and somebody who breaks down the tape, you look at Mahomes' year and you think a lot better of it than we fantasy heads do.
Well, yeah, they won football games.
15-2.
Yeah, they won football games. They won close games. That means he made big plays in big moments. But statistically, it was not good. But in the end, nobody cares. Like, the Chiefs fans, when they were in the Super Bowl, did not care that he was statistically bad. They cared that he got sacked 1,000 times in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
That was difficult. But I just think that what we're talking about, we all love this. I would bet that the majority of football fans, they woke up today, and the first thought, unless you're an Eagle or a Cowboy fan, you have one of two thoughts that were the first thing that came to mind. Number one is, am I going to place some sort of a wager on this game?
Yeah.
And number two is, do I need to start anyone for my fantasy team in this game tonight? Or am I going against anyone in this game tonight? And I wish we could all just admit that the fantasy footballification of America has kind of ruined, to a degree, our ability to assess whether or not someone's playing well. It's ruined it, because there are guys playing well that don't help your fantasy team, and vice versa. Guys playing poorly who do, and we fly right by it. We fly right by it. Do you know how many times we hear about Brock Purdy missed the playoffs? I don't ever hear anyone talk to me about how Joe Burrow missed the playoffs.
Right.
Nobody talks about it because you don't care.
4,918 yards and 43 TDs.
There. And he's awesome.
He's awesome. And the other guy is Jalen Hurts. And Philadelphia Eagle fans are not going to sit there and cry in their beer over a bad fantasy year, but he didn't even get to 3,000 yards. And he threw 18 touchdowns. Now, I know he ran it in a handful of times,
right,
which is a big part of his game fantasy-wise, but Jalen Hurts was a guy who just efficiently ran the offense. Philly ran it almost 200 more times than they threw it, and it worked. Their offensive line's amazing. Their defense is awesome, and so that's how you win. Complimentary football. You don't have to put up 40 fantasy points to win a game, Joe Burrow.
And if
his defense is going to be that bad again, God, I wish I had Burrow.
I got Burrow.
You got Burrow?
I took Burrow, and I want everyone to know that, because those silly people on the show in front of us, and I think it was actually Evan's fault, but Steiny and Guru are like, who picked Purdy? And Evan's like, who do you think picked Purdy?
Oh, funny.
And they're like, oh, it must have been Willard. And he's like, ding. I'm like, no, I didn't. I have no idea who the hell picked Purdy last night. I took Burrow in the fourth round.
Oh, in the fourth round?
Fourth round,
wow.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
I was thrilled to get him. I was thrilled to get him.
I was sitting there with a chance to get him, and in the third round, I went with Jaden Daniels, the guy that you've hit me to him. He's a two-way threat, and so Hurts, I was going to take Hurts. He went right before me, so I went with Daniels instead of Burrow. Something about Cincinnati, it just scares me. They're probably going to be behind a ton, so yeah, Joe Burrow, do your thing.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you got $79 million in receivers running around out there. Throw it to them.
Yep.
But get some touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, this is on our YouTube chat, and thank you to each and every one of you who are there. And get over to YouTube, because you get a little bit of a different look today, and obviously we're not too far off from you getting a look at all six of us at once, just an hour away. But DLou22 said, you get top 10 money, you expect top 10 performances. All right, let's talk about that
sure.
for a second. I'm not going to outwardly disagree. I'm just going to give a follow-up question. What does that mean?
Right.
What does that mean? Top 10 performances. Because, again, the hypocrisy of the way we talk about this is everyone will fawn over Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. And I'm not arguing with that. They are among the best players in the National Football League. But neither one of them has been to a Super Bowl. And both of them have been marked at times by disappointment in the playoffs. But boy, they'll give you that top 10 performance. But what does that mean? Does that mean they got 49 points for you on your fantasy team? Or does it mean that they won a huge game late in the year?
And if you are really a top five elite guy, it's both. And just by quarterback rating, Lamar Jackson is one. He went to the playoffs. Then it's Goff, playoffs. Burrow, no. Baker, yes. Hurts won the whole damn thing. Sam Darnold was sixth, and they had a phenomenal year.
Yeah,
they win.
Boy, they flamed out in the end big
time. Okay, but if you're talking about top 10 performance, for me it is have a good year, make the playoffs, and not everybody can win the whole thing. So, and you have other names like Josh Allen's up there. Tua did not. Derek Carr was 10th. He did not. So it's a mixed bag as far as players who have good numbers and also go out and win.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We are here at King's Fish House for the Red and Gold Summit 2025. And we are building toward the big moment, which is an hour away, when Shasky, Spadoni, Steiny, and Goo will all be here. And we'll dive into all of it. Coming up next, we can get to your phone calls on that. How you want to judge Purdy this year? Is it stats or wins? 888-957-9570. Plus, within the next half hour, it's time to fade the Dibbers.
Let's go.
And apparently, the pick is in.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go. It's Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.